what I did with it. I was on the I just remembered. Oh dear. Okay.
Can't find my computer.
It's in front of you, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. I guess that wouldn't make much sense. I was trying to get the audio over my headphones, and I can't find the Bluetooth for my audio. So we are just going to take these headphones off for tonight. It's in front of you, isn't it? Yes, it is in front of me, Cindy.
Hey, I was going over some emails today. I wanted to talk to you about it maybe later.
Are you going to bed after?
No, I was going to talk to you about the emails. I went through some of the emails and okay. I wanted to get clarification on a couple things. So
excellent.
I'm trying to organize my thoughts.
Thank you. Let's do that.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Grandfather. Grandfather. Hello.
Said he'd be back in a minute. He went away for just a second.
Are you okay as far as hosting and co-hosting then, Tom?
No.
Tom got it.
The permission thing? Yeah, absolutely. This will make both of our lives a lot easier.
We'll do that on Sunday too, huh?
Yeah.
Laura, did you fall on the floor?
Laura.
Nope, there's Marcia. Hi, Marcia.
Oh, Marcia.
Hi, Marcia.
I didn't see her, but I heard her.
Oh, that was Cindy. Okay.
Hi, it's Laura. Can you see that, Marcia?
Hold it down. Trump's Breakfast of Champions. What is it?
Can you see what it is?
I can't tell. I see what it says.
It's bleach being poured into Cheerios.
Oh my goodness. Oh, ick.
Recommendation.
I found the picture and I started laughing to myself and I created that little.
I would say you have too much time on your hands, but I know that's not true.
That's not true. But I just wanted to take a second.
Grandfather.
Hey, did you get a chance to talk to grandfather today about that? About
no,
that archiving?
I did not.
Grandfather? It's Penny. Can you hear me?
He stepped away. He said he'd be back in a second.
I just saw his face.
Did he come back?
Looks like
there he is.
Grandfather?
Okay, can you hear? This is on me. Okay. Grandfather?
Yeah.
Grandfather? Do you want the screen to look like it does now, or do you want to just have a picture of who's talking?
I want it now, or I like what you said.
I'm remoting with him, so that's why his.
Hear me?
Signal is terrible. I'm going to call it.
Okay.
Ooh, I need to touch base with Johnny. He might have forgot.
Oh, I meant to call him today and see if he was feeling okay. So tell me this, if you can hear any difference in my voice, I'm going to go 1 through 10 and tell me what sounds the best or if there's any difference. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
better.
8, 9.
That's better.
Right here is better?
9 was better. 8 and 9 were better.
That's better?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think grandfather can help hear better too.
Okay. So that,
Benny?
Yes. Yes, grandfather.
Benny, I want to do a test on the artifacts and see if they're showing okay.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, do it again, grandfather. I could. Yeah, that looks good. Looks really good.
Looks good?
Yep.
Okay.
Looks good.
And
right up against your neck makes it works yeah. good.
No, it's not that good.
There's the other little one. Oh, I gotta find that little one.
Okay.
I thought I. Oh, here it is. Okay. It's a real tiny one. Can you see it?
Not sure.
No.
It's a little baby bracelet. A baby bracelet.
Let's see.
Oh, I see it. I can see it.
Let's see. How could you do that?
Turn it, have him pull it down to his shirt level, maybe?
A piece of paper behind it.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
Preferably a dark color.
Do you have a piece of paper there, grandfather, that you can hold behind it?
Yeah, let me get.
Can you guys see that?
Yes.
Yes, Tom says that works fine.
You can see it okay?
Yep.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, grandfather?
Yes.
Try putting it closer to the camera.
What did you say?
Small. Please put the bracelet closer to the camera.
It usually disappears when he does that.
You want me closer to the camera?
The bracelet.
The paper?
The bracelet.
Bracelet.
The bracelet. Try putting the bracelet closer to the camera.
A little bit.
I'm not understanding what you want closer to the camera. The what?
The artifact. The artifact.
Oh, the artifact.
We're going
closer to the camera. Okay.
Not too much, though. There. Oh, not too much.
Back a little bit. Back towards you. Back towards your body. Back towards
you. Like it, like that?
No, it'll have to go back towards your body, grandfather. There
right there.
There.
Great.
Is that okay? Okay.
You want it like this?
Yes. Perfect. That's You're fine. Welcome. Thank you.
Perfect.
Okay.
Not there. Not there. It disappeared.
Right there?
Back towards your body. Almost back to your shirt.
Back to my shirt.
Yeah. That's otherwise, yes. That's fine.
This is the best?
That's the best.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you. I'm going to count to 10. You tell me when you can hear me the best. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Well, I heard it great the whole time.
Okay.
Maybe the best was like the 6 to 10.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. What story do you have tonight?
I'm going to tell a story that is an event in my life that may not be considered to be a legend today, but 100 years from now, it could very well be said, here's another Kalis legend.
Okay. All right.
Many of the legends that we call legends today, when they were first told, were the stories of people's lives. I'll explain a little bit of that when I begin to talk this afternoon, this evening.
Okay. Can I interrupt you for a minute, grandfather?
The first time we saw a railroad train, there was a story we told. It was a true story, but today it's a Kalis legend.
Excellent. Grandfather.
The story I'll be telling was about the time a tree talked to me.
Excellent. So I just wanted to remind you to sit back in your chair when you're telling your story. And then we can see you just fine, because I know you like to talk with your hands. Yeah. I like that.
Okay, now they're in my hands.
Yep. If you're going to talk with your hands, just keep them back by your body. If everything stays back by you, we can see it.
Uh-huh.
And I think that covers everything. We did a lot.
Very good. We
did a lot.
We have for time.
Okay, I'm going to do.
Oh, it's straight up 9. Okay, so a couple more minutes.
All right. I'm going to close a couple things out here and we will get going.
Oh, phew.
Hi, Cindy. How are
you? How are you, Grandfather? Nice to see you.
Always good to see you.
You too. Well, how are you, Danny?
How are you, Cindy? And everyone.
Okay, we are ready to go. Klahauya.
Klahauya.
Akok san mox tatlam pi laket, the 24th session of Lessons and Legends. We are very glad you're here. Nisaika de Lake Kwan, Masaika Yekwa. We like this place to speak Chinook Wawa. Nisaika Kitikeg Akok Mitlait Kopa Mamuk Wawa. Masi Masi Masaika Chako Wawa. Thank you for being here. Now I would like to say that I did not do those sentences as impressive as they are on my own. I had that was a group experience, and I just wanted to share it with everybody because it's a great learning lesson. I found that by going on screen share and sharing definitions and words is a really good way to learn. That might be something we want to look at in the future, is maybe midweek or sometime when we have time. Like, there's a lot of that. We could just play around with this. So with that, I want to give you tonight's lesson, and that will be an event, Grandfather calls it. This is when a tree talked to me, is what he called it. Then he's got a couple wonderful, wonderful artifacts to share with us. And for any newcomers that are with us, the loose format is that we listen to the story by Grandfather. And then he sometimes, if it needs interpretation, he gives us his interpretation. And then we open it up for questions and comments, and we just chat about the story that we just heard. Then he will share with us an artifact from his Native American Museum, and we'll dive into the lesson in Chinook jargon. And I want to say that this is a wonderful part of the show. I want to thank in advance our two teachers, our two very patient teachers, and we welcome your participation. Remember, there's no mistakes in this class, only lessons. And with that, Klahauya to Choke, Grandfather Roy Wilson. Thank you.
Masi Masi, Klahauya, Wawa family. Okay, before I tell you tonight's legend, maybe I will say that many of the legends that I share with you were originally just consider to be stories of things that had happened. And then as the years roll by, some of those are thousands of years old. Some of them are more recent legends. For example, in the 1800s, that's one of the more recent legends. When the first railroad train came through, there's what we now call a legend, a Collett's legend, but it's how the Collett saw that, and it was just a story. Another one that was just a story when it was first told was a story of a Collett's woman who was put on the mountain by on the shores of a lake for her vision quest and what happened to her on her vision quest. But when the white settlers came and started interviewing our people and copying down the stories, they called them legends. And so up until now, everything I have shared with you have been legends, or called legends. Tonight, the story I tell you is an event from my own life that wouldn't be considered a Collett's legend today, but 100 years from now, they'll probably be saying, and here's another Collett's legend. So this is a story about the tree that talked to me. It begins like this. When I was just a boy, my father was a member of the Collett's Tribal Council. And when he went to a tribal council meeting, I liked to go along with him so I could play with the other boys that went with their dads. But the old medicine man, tribal medicine man, would round us boys up and teach us the old culture and ways of the tribe, the traditions. Well, one day when we met, he looked at each of us boys. We were sitting in a big semicircle in front of him. He looked in each of our eyes, and then he asked this question. Have you ever heard a tree talk to you? And I can still remember my feelings I had. What? A tree talk to me? This guy has lost his marbles. He's a weirdo. Trees can't talk. But I never forgot that day. It was just so strange. A man trying to tell me a tree talked to him. But I now remember the day, the first time I heard a tree talk to me. I was in Chicago. It was in the summer in July of 1998. I was there with a group of other men who were going to be assigned the responsibility of developing an Indian church in their city. The United Methodist Missions Board had decided to try and establish Indian churches in six of the larger cities of the United States. It was Los Angeles, Seattle, Oklahoma City, Denver, and two others. And so they were going to assign the six of us as pastors of those new Indian churches we were going to develop. And they took us to Chicago, flew us to Chicago for a four-day seminar. They took us into the very heart of the evil part of the city where crimes are taking place every day, at least every week, at least there's a murder right in that area. We were told when we got there, you never, never leave this building alone. You may not live to come back. You always go as a group. That's your protection. It was really quite an experience for 4 days in that area. But each day in the morning and again in the afternoon, they took us visiting institutions that were established there to work with these very homeless people and these people that were criminals and so forth, and showed us the ways in which they were working. Finally, on Saturday afternoon, was all over with, they took us from that environment out into the residential area of Chicago to the Chicago Theological Seminary. During the summer, the seminary wasn't holding classes, so we had the campus to ourselves. We got there on Saturday night. On Sunday morning, we were to have a chapel service, and then we would be heading back to our homes. I got up real early that Sunday morning, and it was a couple hours away before the chapel service, so I decided to go for a walk. Oh, it was hot. Oh, it was so miserably hot. After I'd walked a few blocks, I turned around and head back to get some rest from that heat. As I returned to the seminary, I entered a courtyard area. It was like an alcove. There was a big brick building of the seminary on three sides. And in the center of this was a real old, giant, ancient oak tree. And there was a bench sitting underneath of it. Oh, it was so cool in the shade of that tree. Oh, how refreshing it was. And I sat down on that bench, and I spent quite a long time there just enjoying that tree. And all of a sudden, I heard the tree talk to me. I was looking at this branch that was coming right straight from the trunk, right straight towards me. And the tree says, "You see that branch that's heading right straight towards you?" "Yes, yes, 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 yes." "Well, do you see on the opposite side of the tree, a branch is going diametrically, absolutely diametrically opposite in another direction?" "Yeah, I see that." "And you see one of these other branches growing off of it is going off in funny twists and turns and curls?" "Yeah, I can see that." "Well, this is like your life. You are on your own little theological track, and you go just like an arrow, right straight down. You've got a good straight track. But over on the opposite side, those are people that are theologically, diametrically the opposite from you. And everything that you say, they see it all differently. And in that one of the twists and the turns and the curls, those are people that are, you feel they're really confused. They don't know where they're going. Like a ship without a rudder, at the mercy of every wind, storm, and tide. And remember that all of my branches are part of me. Does that remind you of Jesus when he said, 'I am the vine, and you are the branches'? And you were following the Christian tradition, and now you're following, bringing your Indian tradition into harmony with your Christian tradition. But there's that branch. It's a Buddhist branch, and there's a Jewish branch, and there's a Muslim branch. And then here are some branches that are really weird and different from anything else you know of. But they're all a part of me. All these branches are a part of me, the tree. Wow, that tree was really talking to me. But then the tree spoke again after a moment of while. It gave me a few moments just to sit in silent meditation on what I was seeing, that tree telling me. And then the tree spoke and said, "Do you know of any human being that has the power, the knowledge, and to create a tree just like me?" Oh, I have my thoughts that, oh, we can create and make Christmas trees that look just exactly like a Christmas tree. But the tree said, "Yes, but that Christmas tree that they made that looks like a fir tree, can it progenate itself? Can it create new trees?" "No, no, no, no." "Well, I can. And because the Creator gives me that life, and so you are a part of me, and you can spread your acorns, you can bring new life." And the Creator has that power to create new life. And oh, wow. And the tree said, Do you see all those birds that are in my tree?" I looked up in the leaves, there was a giant tree, and I could not see a single bird, but I could sure hear them. it sounded like, I don't know how many were there, but it sounded like hundreds of them. Maybe it wasn't, but it sure sounded that way. Oh, it was beautiful. But I couldn't see a one. And the tree said, and there are times that you may feel rejected. You may feel that you're left all alone. And there's nobody that cares about you. But I want you to know that you just can't see. They're there. You'll always have many who love you and care. Even though you don't see them, even though they're not right there in your presence, you got them. And I'm always providing. You will never, never, never be alone. And then the tree asked me, what would it be like right now if I was not here? All of a sudden I looked at that courtyard. That giant oak tree filled the entire courtyard. If it had not been there, that hot sun that I found a retreat from, coming off all those brick walls surrounding that courtyard, oh, I would have been like being in an oven. And so the tree said, and so it is with the Creator. The Creator is there providing shade for you, there to meet all of your needs. Oh, what an experience I had that day with that tree. It's much like for many of you who are listening to me now, we're in our Central Unity church service last Sunday when I told of the river song and how the river sang to me. The tree talked to me. And so what I might come to my conclusion on this story if I say that one time when I was meeting the group, like this group here, but instead of on Zoom, we were in a room. I met with them once a week. And this one day, and when I got through with the teaching, we met in the morning. I gave them a challenge. I said, this week, I want each of you to go out and find a tree. I want you to hug that tree for at least a half hour minimum, better if an hour. I might say to all of you that listen to me right now, I'm giving you that challenge also. So find a tree and hug it. And then next week when we come together, I want you to tell me what happened. Well, the next week when we gather together, one of the men immediately raised his hand to speak. He was a medical doctor, MD, physician surgeon. And he said, when you gave us that challenge last week, I said, what? I'm not going to make a fool of myself. What if I'm now pull over and I hug a tree and some of my patients driving by and say, well, there's my doctor hugging that tree. I'll be making a fool of myself. I absolutely refuse to do this. He said, but I was out driving home from that session. I saw a bunch of trees and I couldn't believe it. I found myself unintentionally pulling over on the shoulder and stopping my car. I found myself getting out and walking over to hug that tree. And they said, I didn't hug it just for 30 minutes. I don't even know how long I hugged it, but it was a long time. I have had such a powerful spiritual experience. Each day this last week, each day I found a different species of tree. I hugged a pine tree one day, a cedar tree another day, a fir tree another day, an alder tree another day. And he said, thank you for this great spiritual experience, which reminded me of the tree talking to me, of the river singing to me, reminded me of what Paul the Apostle said, everything to be known about God can be known through the things that are made. They will talk to you if you'll take time to listen. So that is my legend, my story tonight. Now, before we go to questions and comments, I'll share a couple of artifacts. These artifacts are Navajo artifacts. The woman who gave them to me gave me many, many other Navajo artifacts besides these two that I'll show you. I have one display cabinet in the museum that's just filled with artifacts she displayed or gave to me. She's getting along in years, so became concerned about what was going to happen to her collection when she passed. And then she said, I know, I'll give them to Grandfather Roy, and they will be welcome for in his museum. I might say that Rainbow knows her very, very well. Rainbow has known her longer than I've known her. Before I tell you the rest of this, I'll say another word about Rainbow. Her given name, as you know, is Laura. Her spirit name that I gave her, Rainbow, is not the full name. You just know I just referred to her as Rainbow, but her full name is Rainbow Many Colors. Rainbow Many Colors. And the reason I gave her many colors on the name is she has many, many different talents. The one that you're already aware of, that when she came to her first class with me teaching the Chinook Wawa, she had the courage, the strength, the tenacity to that very week teach that lesson to others. The student immediately became a teacher. And now you enjoy her great talents. But she has more colors to the rainbow of her life. You maybe are not aware she's a published author. You're probably not aware that she's an awesome photographer. Her photography, she has a fantastic, great camera. And I've been writing the story of the development of Bear Raven. And it'll be filled, when it's done and published, it'll be filled with colored pictures from the very first cedar logs were erected to be posts for the framework for the longhouse, all the way through to the way it is today. Oh, she has taken all of those colored pictures, over 300 colored pictures of the process of that development.
Wow.
She is Rainbow Many Colors. I thought I'd just share that with you. So back to the artifacts that I'm going to show you. The person who gifted them is a very close friend of Rainbow's, and she can tell you a whole lot more about that woman than I can. So now comes the artifacts. And okay, can you see this? Got it twisted here. Well, you can see pieces of it here. It's a belt, a man's belt, silver with turquoise. Silver with turquoise. I'm trying to run it back through here all
the way. That works. We can see that, Grandfather. Thank you.
Very good. This belonged to her father when she was a baby, born on the Navajo Indian Reservation. Her father worked for the Navajo tribe. And then this was a belt that her father wore. As she was a baby at that time, now see if I can hold this up so you can see it. Out of silver and turquoise. Hope you can see that.
Put it right against the paper. There you go. Right against the paper and we can see it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
This is the baby bracelet that she wore.
That's beautiful.
And so these are just two of the Navajo things that she has gifted to the museum. When you come to the museum, you'll see all of the others. And I can see Rainbow Many Colors there right now. Hi, Rainbow. Maybe you have some words you'd like to say about Sante Tum Tum, since she's been a good friend of yours for many years.
Well, her father is a white man, so is her mother. She is. Her father worked for the Peabody Museum, and he was the first white person to work as with the archaeology department of the Navajo. That's what he was doing. And the Indians just loved her. They made ghost bead necklaces for her to keep her safe. She has a lot of things that she gave grandfather that and she's 87, 87 now? No, she'll be 86 in a few days. So, you know, she's been, that was quite a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a very, very strong woman.
Yeah. Okay, Penny, is questions and comments.
Excellent. Excellent.
I've got something to say.
Go ahead, Rainbow.
Okay. It isn't just living things that can have an intelligence, a spirit with them. When Grandfather was teaching a lot of medicine wheels, he would come to Kent, Washington, and we met at the Unity Church in Kent, Washington. And he was gifted with a cedar tree that was cut into many rounds, and the rounds were given to a lot of different clans, and drums were made out of them. And the cedar round that we got from Grandfather was made into the Wolf Clan drum, and it had buffalo on both sides, and it's in a wooden cradle, and there are crystals attached to the four corner posts of the cradle. And when our clan eventually disbanded, I was the keeper of the drum. And I took my responsibility seriously. I kept it in my living room, and I, honored it and covered it and everything. One day I was vacuuming, and as I walked by the drum, a voice as clear as day said, "A drum wants to be used." And I tell you, I froze in mid-step, and I turned around and I looked at that drum, because it was just like somebody was standing at my shoulder saying it. And it says, "A drum wants to be used." And so I told Grandfather, and at that time, Acorn Clan was in Rochester, Washington, but they didn't have a drum. So the former Tyee, a mutual friend of ours, Orca, and I, who had later become Tyee of Wolf Clan, we went with Grandfather and we took that drum to Rochester.
It was.
And the requirement was they could have the drum and use it, but if they disbanded, they could not, you know, sell it or throw it in a garage or something like that. You know, it would have to come back to me. And so eventually that Acorn Clan disbanded, and Grandfather's longhouse was built by then. And so with our blessing, it became the drum that's in the longhouse. And when Grandfather has his Sunday ceremonies, that's the drum that people sit around and play. So,
oh my goodness.
You know, you would think that a drum is an inanimate object, but a lot of love and intent and meaning has been put into that drum. So it does have a personality and an intelligence of its own. And, you know, like I said, it says a drum wants to be used, yes. You know, and it's being used. And hopefully COVID will be over one of these days and we can all sit around the drum and sing again.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you for that.
I want to say a word here.
Yes, Grandfather.
Tom and Susan and maybe others have already sat at that drum and played on it. It's in the longhouse. The rest of you can come and enjoy that drum. There's a buffalo hide on one side and elk hide on the other side. Anyway, thank you, Rainbow, for that story.
Excellent.
Questions, comments?
I have to say that I just heard the title for Rainbow's next children's book, "A Drum Wants to Be Used." I can see that done in pictures. I can see that done very well. So I did also want to say that something that stuck with me from your talk, Grandfather, was the where you said, I am the branch and you are the vine. That seems like it can be taken in many contexts, in with Jesus, with nature. And that kind of led me to, although you answered my question later on, and that was, do the native people believe, or can they talk to nature? Can they talk to the trees? Can the trees talk to them? And although I know in my heart what the answer is, I just wanted to hear what you have to say.
Yes, well, amongst Native people in all of our different Native cultures, they all are the same. They're very Earth Mother oriented, and they all take time to listen. To listen to the Earth Mother talk to them. This is what the Vision Quest is all about, is to go out and to study. And also, they may just take time to study that bird that's there flying in their place every day, or that coyote that visits, or study every bit of their actions. They learn their lessons for life, from all of life. The green people, the four-leggeds, the wingeds, the swimmers, the crawlers, all of them have their lessons. This is the very heart of Indian tradition. If you were to ask me, what is the Indian religion? I would say the Indian religion is the tradition of the elders. And what is that tradition? The Earth Mother and all of what she has to give to us and teach us.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. And with that, I think, are there any more questions before I move on? Because we are just about to go into our language lesson. So I'm going to give it to Marcia. I'm going to give it to Rainbow. And go ahead and take it away. What am I missing here?
Laura's muted.
Okay,
there we go.
All right.
Anyway, I'm not supposed to be here. This is Marcia's show tonight. And I was just fortunate. Our instructor hurried up the class because he wanted to get out of there. And the traffic was lighter than normal coming home from Bellevue today. So I was able to catch this. So
excellent.
I am not the star of the show today. Marcia is.
Hey, Marcia, what have you got for us?
Well, you guys know, I really like to drill on the sentences that we have on our papers so that it makes you more familiar for listening to the language and seeing the words. So I thought we would start with that. And go round robin like we have before, where I'll start and say something, I'll address it to somebody and they will answer, and then they'll address the next question or comment to somebody else, and we will try to go around through the whole group, and then we'll see what that does with our timing.
Okay.
Sound all right?
Sounds good.
All right, so I can't see everybody on the screen. I think, okay, there's Cindy and Judy and Danny and Dorothy. And is Tom here still?
Tom is without picture, but he is here.
He's muted.
Okay, and then Johnny? Is Johnny here?
Johnny is no longer here, it doesn't look like.
Was here momentarily, just for a moment.
Okay. So just so we know who all we have. Mm-hmm. So does everybody have their paper? It's four pages. I'm going to be on page 3 or wherever the Chinook jargon phrases start.
Okay.
Judy, do you have that? Oh.
Okay.
She does. So we need Judy to be unmuted.
All right.
Okay, so on the Chinook jargon phrase list, the first one really is just to get you familiar with that term, Hyas Sigali Tai'i. And when you hear Roy pray, and I don't know if he prays this way in church, but in tribal things, he always says, Hyas Sigali Tai'i, great chief of the above, or God. So Hyas means great, Sahali means above, and Tai'i means chief. And then we don't have it on here, but when you hear Roy pray, he always ends it Klosh Kakwa. Have you been taught what that means already?
Klosh Kakwa.
Okay.
They so have that Klosh, means, but not Kakwa.
All right. So Klosh, yeah. Klosh means good. And then Kakwa, that word actually means like or similar. And so Roy uses that to mean and so it is. Okay, Klosh Kakwa. So that's the ending of the prayer. And it is good. Good it is, I guess he says. Good it is. So anyway, all right. So I'm going to start with number two. And then I'll ask this question to somebody. And they'll answer. And then they'll go to number three and ask that question to somebody else. And we'll keep going around the circle. And if anybody has any questions along the way, we can do those, but because we've done this before, I think that we've pretty well talked about what the words mean. But if there's questions, we can do that too. So I'm going to start with number two. Dorothy, Ikta Mikanem.
Mikanem, Dorothy.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Do I ask their name or do I go to question three?
Do question three.
Okay. Cindy. Ka Mika Mitlite.
Mika Mitlite Copa DC.
Oh.
Penny, Klaxta Mamuk Okok.
Naika Mukuk Mamuk Yaka. Danny. Kata Mika Tikeg Okok.
Naika Tikeg Okok. Rainbow. Kunsi Mika Chaco. Rainbow.
Nika Chaco Alta. Judy. Kunsi Tilaka Midlight.
Delay Hayu. Do I start again then at the beginning?
Sure.
So you ask number eight. You ask somebody number eight, whatever.
So that was the last one I have on my list. I'm sorry. Hayu.
We gotta bring you up to date, girl.
I know. It's on my to-do list, but today I was not feeling well. It's kind of a lost day.
We'll send you a new list.
Yeah, that's okay. Thanks.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, I'll start number eight. Ikta Makamak Mikatikeg Penny.
Nikatikeg Makamak. Cindy.
Wait a second. What? Cindy. I mean Penny.
What?
What food do you like? Put in an English word. What food I like to eat? What?
Nikatikeg Makamak vegetables.
Ah.
Okay. Mika Kumtux
Danny.
Who are you asking that to?
Oh, I see. So I say, Micah, come text Laura. So if I say to Danny, I say, Micah, come text Laura.
Yeah.
And okay. She says,
mm-hmm.
Aha, Micah, come text Laura. Or I could have said, wake, Nika, halo, come tux, Laura.
Good.
And there's more to it?
No. Now you're going to ask number 10 to somebody.
Okay. I'm not seeing everybody on the screen. Is Judy there?
Yes, but I don't have the list. I don't have the phase list.
Oh, that's right.
That's okay. You'll know this one.
I will, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Claxta Yaka Roy Wilson.
Roy Wilson. Cousin.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. All right, Judy, you can off the top of your head.
What?
Judy, you know a question you can ask off the top of your head. You can ask somebody their name or where they live, something like that. Something earlier is fine.
So, Penny.
Yes.
Tunzi Micah Kako Chako.
Tunzi, what was the first word?
Kunsi.
Kunsi. Kunsi. Okay. Okay. Kunsi Micah Chako. Just a minute. I have to get that word.
It's number six.
Number six.
Nika Chako Alta.
And now, Penny, why don't you ask number 10, and some whoever you ask can answer with a different answer.
Okay, number 10. Klaxka Yaka Dorothy. So I said, who is Dorothy? Is that correct?
Well, you could say Dorothy Claxta Yaka Roy Wilson, or you could ask her who is Dorothy, but you want to ask Dorothy who somebody else is.
Okay. So Dorothy Claxta Yaka Tom. Just make something up about Tom. I think he's not here.
Yaka,
the second one, right?
Yaka, Yaka Kloshman.
Ah. Where's Tom at? Oh, no. Dorothy gets to ask a question now.
Okay.
What number are we on?
11.
Oh, okay.
Rainbow. Mm-hmm. Claxta Masika.
Aha. Okope Man Kluchman Pitenis Nikatilikum.
I like that.
Danny?
Yes.
It's Nika Wawa.
Nika Wawa, Nika Klotwa Alta. Dorothy. Mm-hmm. Kata Micah Kladawa Alta
Nika Man Yaka Wawa Nika.
Time to pick on Cindy. You can pick on Cindy.
Ikta Mika Chick Chick.
Nika Chick Chick Jeep.
Beep beep.
Oh, there's more. There's a second page. Okay.
Let's see. Oh, let's see. Okay, so Dorothy, Klaxa Yawa.
Dorothy Yakwa.
Okay, and then the rest of them are just statements.
Oh, okay.
So the first one's Copet, meaning stop, like stop doing that.
Copet.
And then, and then 17 is Chaco Yakwa, come here.
Chaco Yakwa.
Yes, and 18 is Mitlight Yawa, sit there.
Mitlight Yawa.
So that's just practicing with the Yakwa means here and Yawa means there.
Yeah.
That's good to practice. Marcia, thank you for doing that.
So now would we like to just try pronouncing vocabulary words, or would you like to do some of the other combos, like the pronouns, question starters? What would you like to practice on?
I kind of wanted to do some more pronouns.
Okay.
Can we do that?
That'd be great. Yes. So the pronouns, on my copy, the pronouns are on page 4, but I don't know what edition people have, so find the pronoun list.
I need to renumber these.
I did notice that the list that Tom has on the Centralia website does have the list, the latest list, which is dated July 12th. So not that you need to run look at that right now, but it would have it, I think, in the same order that I'm using tonight.
Okay.
And then if we add some more things, then it'll be dated, you know, we'll always redate it and ask you to put it up. All right. So Cindy, did you want us to just talk through the pronouns, or did you want to ask some questions or practice using them in a sentence, or what were you thinking?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe practice using them in a sentence.
Can I interrupt?
Yep.
Sorry, Tom.
No problem. Judy?
Yes.
Do you know about the chat function in this?
Yes.
Okay, can you click on chat?
Okay. So there's more.
Okay.
Chat. Yes.
Okay, do you see the link?
Yes. Yes.
Can you click on that link?
Uh-huh. My laptop is very slow tonight, like me.
That will bring up the list.
That's great, Tom. I didn't know about that. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
There we go.
Yeah, there it is. All right.
All right. So
I'll be right back.
Cindy, I was going to call on you, you poor gal.
Sorry, I'll be right back. I'm sorry. I'll be right back.
So why don't we just, we'll go through these in order, and I'll just call on different, is that too scary if I call on different people to make a sentence using the word? It can be very, very simple.
Yeah.
So, we'll give it our best shot.
All right.
Yes, it is scary. Okay.
So Penny, you get to be the leader. Can you make a sentence using the word Nika, meaning I mean mine?
So, Nitka Mika Knitlight. I'm still making it. Nika Mitlight Copa Centralia.
All right. So everybody, what did you hear her say, Danny?
She lives in Centralia.
Yeah, good job. All right. And all right, Cindy, now you're back. You make a sentence for us and take your time using Micah, meaning you, singular you.
Okay, hold on just a second. I'm gonna get my head back together. Okay. Okay. Okay, sorry.
It's all right, we know it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, no, don't set me up.
Cindy, I could say a sentence to you and you could translate it if you want to practice that way.
If you want to do that, yeah, that'd be good.
Cindy, Micah, close student.
Massey.
What did I say?
Aw.
All right, so you know what I said? I say.
You said, you good student.
Yep, good job. Okay. Laura, how about you do Nasaika?
Nasaika. Okay. Nasaika delayed to ke polakli. Pi chilchil kopa kusta.
Okay. So why don't you say the first phrase and let's see who can come up with what she said.
Okay. Nasaika delayed to keg.
Okay, what did somebody, Danny and Cindy, you guys are the newest. So I know Dorothy and Judy probably know what she said so far, but what are you guys hearing? Danny or Cindy?
You true love?
What? Yes. We love Polakli.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Can you say the whole thing together?
Yeah. Nasaika delayed Polakli. Ki chilchil kopa kusa.
Night. Chilchil. Button trinket.
So chilchil's one of the things you see in the sky.
A star. And
it's not the sun or the moon. Uh-huh.
Chilchil.
Chilchil, star. Is that also a night star?
Comet.
Uh-huh. And how did you get comet? Danny, that's right. How did you get that?
Because it's going to be in the night sky tonight.
Oh,
no. If I were to say comet, I would say star with a tail.
Oh,
that's how I would term a comet. You know, because it has a tail. But I didn't say that.
Hmm.
Danny's putting science with her language learning.
Yes, she's well, trying to second guess me.
Yeah. I'm very disorganized.
You're in the right ballpark. You're in the right ballpark.
Yeah.
Okay, listen again. Nasaika delayed to keg polakli. What does that mean?
Okay, Nasaika is what, you guys?
Night, in the night. Okay. The Nasaika is me or we.
Mm-hmm.
We
like to cake.
Polakli.
Polakli is.
Is night.
Yeah, we love the night. P.
And.
Chill, kopa kusa.
and stars. And what was the last word?
Kusa.
Kusa? K-O-O-S-A-H, Kusa.
Hi.
Hi, oh, that's nice. What did she say, Cindy?
We love the night star, we love the stars at night too.
Well, we love the night and the stars in the sky.
Oh, and the stars in the sky. Okay, yeah, sorry.
If I wanted to say the night sky, I would say Polakli Kusa.
Polakli Kusa.
Night
I like
sky.
Polakli.
See, when we made up this last list, there were 12 new words added, but we haven't really talked about them. So that's why Polakli, Chilchil, and Kusa are all sort of foreign to you, because they were on the last batch of words we added.
Okay.
Okay, we're coming toward
maybe
the last 5 minutes.
We can work on those words a little bit.
That's a good idea.
Oh, Tom, are you there?
Go ahead, Marcia.
Okay, I have not been keeping track of who has already spoken. So, Dorothy, have I had you do a sentence yet?
Not yet.
Okay, let's, because our time is short and I have to leave at 7, let's have you do one with Yaka.
Yaka. Let's see. Klakska Yaka.
They, him. Give us a little more.
Let's see.
Was that a question?
Yes.
Klaksta.
Okay, so how about Maika Kamtaksyaka?
Yeah. Okay, what did she say?
You know.
Did you say Maika or Maika?
Do you understand it?
Understand, yeah.
Maika Kamtaksyaka.
All right, so what did you say?
You understand.
You.
Uh-huh. He understands.
Or
it.
Just you know, you do you know him?
Oh,
as
you
simple
know
him. As that, or do you know him? Could be either one.
Him, her, or it, yeah.
Okay. Penny, because I do have to leave right at 7, let's just go ahead and wrap it up then.
Okay.
I wanted to bring something to everybody's attention. So I got a hold of the Library of Congress about turning the videos. I talked to Tom a little bit about it today. Apparently he abandoned me. But about the Library of Congress and submitting the videos for archive in the Library of Congress and the Indian Archives. And the lady responded pretty positively. So I wanted to check kind of with everybody. I know we're recording, but to see how everybody felt about turning in the videos to the Library of Congress, if we can do that. Grandfather's legends and to preserve them would be really a treasure that everybody could see in the future, years
That's
down the road
really,
for grandfathers.
Really, really good idea. Why don't we just do a show of hands if you're okay with submitting your image to the Library of Congress?
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay for everybody.
Excellent.
Are we ever going to be finished?
Never.
Hopefully not.
We are lifelong learners. There is no end to this.
So I'm going to submit one of our good videos, to as a sampling and see what she says at the Library of Congress then.
Well, thank you so much for part of the storytelling hour. I'm grateful to Grandfather, to Cindy, to Tom, the editor, to our teachers, to all of you lifelong learners. That speaks volumes for you. And I just appreciate you going on this journey with us. And at this time, I just want to remind you, we all have a story within us, and it's time for you to tell your story. We have lots of time to do that right now. So thank you, Masi Masi, and we'll close for now.
Mahalia.
Mahalia, everyone. Mahalia.
Okay. So,
Penny?
Yes.
You asked about the Native talking to or listening to what a lot of people think are not animated objects. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to tell my story about being a gatherer of cedar bark.
Please do.
Yeah, I was taught that when you are going to gather some cedar bark from a living tree, that you ask the tree if it is okay for you to take part of its skin, basically its skin of the tree. So I do that when I go out and gather. You have to listen after you ask the question to hear if the tree is going to object to you taking the cedar. I always say also that I promise to use the cedar in a good way so that the tree knows that I'm going to be respectful. One time I heard from the tree, no.
Wow.
I did. And so we left that tree. My husband goes out with me. He's the muscle, that he's the one that pulls the bark. And we left that tree and went on to a different tree. So I wanted to mention that. That's part of my
thank you.
Part of my teachings and my experience.
That's exactly what I was asking, and that's a very good answer to my question. Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
So we're done recording right now?
We are still recording. I'm not sure how to turn it off, but we are probably, I think this part would be edited out. I don't really know. So
yeah, Tom's good about editing.